So what we're looking at in this paper is really what factors are influencing if states initiate cyber attacks against other states. And so the key findings in this paper are that power, military, economic, and industrial power are really the main factors influencing if a state's likely to initiate a cyber attack against another state. And then also in another level of analysis, we find that more authoritarian states, less democratic states, are more likely to initiate cyber attacks against other states. So really the main findings are that power, both economic, military, and industrial, are very important when states initiate cyber attacks, along with regime type, if a nation's authoritarian. That tends to be some of the major factors that we find in this study.
Dr. Hunter, a quick follow-up question. Are you surprised by your research findings that authoritarian-led governments are more likely to carry out cyber attacks?
I would say it's not surprising. One of the things that's a little surprising is the level. We see the authoritarian states are significantly more likely a lot of times to carry out the attacks than democracies. So the level is a little bit surprising. Democracies do carry out attacks as well, but authoritarian states more so. So I would say it's not a surprise, but the level by which they're more likely to do it is a little surprising.
Speaking of surprising, Dr. Albert, since this is one of the first kinds of studies of its kind, what did you find surprising in the results?
One thing that I was interested in discovering was if less powerful states would use cyber attacks against more powerful states, because that was a debate in the field between policymakers and even congressional staffers and academics, was it kind of a balance of an equalizing balance? So would less powerful states that had access to tools in cyberspace use that against more powerful states that had more military power? And the literature suggested that could be the case. But what this study shows is that that's not the case. And that really surprised me. What we see is that as in traditional kinetic or regular conventional warfare, more powerful states are more likely to use cyber attacks or to initiate cyber attacks. And the study also suggests that their relative power is about twice as much as the states that they attack. So that's showing you that not only are more powerful states likely to initiate, but they're more likely to initiate it against way lesser powerful states.
So, Dr. Albert, then what are some of the takeaways from this report to help governments create policy to better protect themselves and their citizenry?
What we're looking at is that it seems that all policymakers should be aware of authoritarian regimes initiating these types of attacks. So that's something the United States National Security already is aware of. But also it's something that burgeoning powers or rising powers or perhaps even revisionist powers may look into for policy and for predictive analysis, is that they're likely to come under attack by the status quo power, by the power maximizing state in the international system. So in other words, any lesser powerful state that wants to make a move on the system needs to be aware that they're likely to face a cyber attack from a more powerful authoritarian state in the future. And that's something states can wrap their foreign policy around and make sure that they're secure. And of course, we can predict the states that are more likely in this data set to initiate those actors. But this is the first study of the type to really say that this is the case.
And one last question, and I'll let you both respond. What other recommendations have you been able to make as a result of this research?
Sure, absolutely. I would say two things related to that. One is looking more so at how regime type, the level of democracy or authoritarianism a state is, influences cyber attacks. We have another related project where we're looking at that a little bit further to see really how the type of government structure a state has influences the likelihood that they will carry out these attacks. That maybe could help pinpoint where these attacks are more likely to come from. And then also the motivations behind these attacks, because in a related project, we're looking at the motivations, and a lot of these attacks are espionage, some are sabotage. And when we're thinking about if a democratic state attacks another democratic state or authoritarian state and vice versa, we're starting to see patterns there versus if it's espionage or sabotage. So what we see if democracies attack other democracies, it tends to be espionage more. But if democracies are attacking authoritarian states, it tends to be sabotage a little bit more likely. And then authoritarian states are a little bit more likely to carry out sabotage at times rather than espionage.
Another interesting point is to study the the counterattack. So will states be more likely to counterattack from a cyber attack with kinetic means or with cyber means? And that combination is called hybrid warfare, and that seems to be what national security for powerful states seems to be trending towards. And in the U.S., of course, our national security strategy document states that we reserve the right to respond kinetically to any cyber attack. So that's interesting. And that's really the deterrent factor against like Russia or China, for instance, from doing something massive, is that we retain the right to attack back, you know, using conventional missiles, for instance. That's public information. It's on our strategy document.